This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Israel and Hamas agreeing to a pause in their two-year-old war. The Israeli cabinet is meeting right now and is expected to ratify the proposal. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with more on the first phase of the plan that was put forth by President Trump.
We know that in this phase one agreement, this is the plan now that would see the release of potentially all the remaining hostages, the release of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, and that partial withdrawal of IDF forces from Gaza. That is phase one. But there are a lot of questions about what phase two would look like and how those negotiations could be very complicated. And we have seen negotiations fall apart before when they got to phase two.
As a part of phase two, including that withdrawal from certain parts of Gaza, further governance of the territory is also in question. For now, though, phase one, once the Israeli cabinet signs off on it, the hostages expected to be released within 72 hours. This is ABC News. In Texas, the execution of Robert Roberson has been put on hold again. He was to be the first person put to death for a conviction tied to the diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. His legal team has argued since 2003 that his two-year-old daughter had numerous medical issues and that Roberson did not shake or hit her. Hey, everybody, stand down. Dolly Parton's fine.
Country music legend Dolly Parton setting the record straight after her sister, in a post on social media, asked for prayer, saying the singer has not been in the best health lately. Parton, in her own video post on Instagram, says she's been working hard on commercials for the Grand Ole Opry.
I know lately everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you?
Concerns over her health swirling after Parton announced she would delay her upcoming residency performances due to some health issues. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
According to a source close to Dolly Parton, she's been dealing with kidney stones. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A prominent Wisconsin Democrat recently announced he is not running for governor, opting instead to seek a third term as the state's top law enforcement official. Attorney General Josh Call announced he is running for re-election. Call said in an interview this week that he seriously considered running for governor, but was worried the job would take him away from his two sons, ages 8 and 11, and the state needs leaders willing to push back against President Donald Trump's administration. More than half a dozen Democrats have announced plans to run in the August primary. On the Republican side, there are two candidates running at this point. Call recently chimed in on what's now a court fight over Wisconsin's registered voters. A Waukesha County judge says the state's top election officials must verify that everyone on the voter rolls is a U.S. citizen. According to reporting from the State Journal, it all started with a case brought by two voters represented by a conservative law firm. These voters filed a lawsuit claiming Wisconsin should require proof of citizenship for people to cast a ballot, and the judge agreed, ordering the state to verify all voters are citizens by the next election in February. But then the Department of Justice has filed an appeal, asking for the order to be put on hold. Attorney General Josh Call says implementing this new check would, quote, require a massive overhaul of Wisconsin voter registration statute, unquote. He also argues that the judge's order creates a new voter requirement that's not in state law. Voter ID laws in Wisconsin already require a state ID to vote, and only U.S. citizens and people in the country legally can get a state ID. The judge agreed to postpone part of his order, the part that would have paused voter registration statewide. He set a court date for October 31st. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers and Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Cubs and the Brewers in Game 4 tonight at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. Chicago beating Milwaukee last night 4-3 after scoring three runs in the first against Brewers starter Quinn Priester.
To be honest, I felt really in control. Just was a bad day. Needed to find how to make the adjustment. You know, I think you can say it, you know, even when you're nervous, there's an adjustment to be made.
NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Giannis asked about that report from ESPN. He wanted out and to be traded to the New York Knicks.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in a situation that I can win, and now I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter.
As Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze at highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase tonight as showers develop late. Lows in the upper 40s. Those showers move out Friday, turning mostly sunny with upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
WGBW. I keep on dancing.
Sleep last night. Does your sleep position, whether you're a back sleeper, a side sleeper, on your tummy, does that affect the kind of sleep you get? Let's dig into that coming up.
In the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Thank you.
they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
It's Tom Jones on Local News and Timeless Hits. 97.9 WGBW. One of my favorite things to do is have a good sleep, whether that's a nap, whether that's, you know, sleeping sound all through the night, which many people say, oh, I would love to do that. Isn't that nice? I don't know what that's like. And maybe it's because of your sleeping position. However, the Cleveland Clinic has weighed in and they said that whether you sleep on your side, whether you sleep on your tummy, it really doesn't quite matter. As long as you don't have sleep apnea, if you sleep on your back with that, you're going to have a terrible night's sleep. So avoid back sleeping for sleep apnea. But they said if you toss and turn, it could be a sign of restless leg syndrome, which 10 to 15% of people have. I will tell you that I have a surefire way to get better sleep. Tried and true. It's my own theory. The Cleveland Clinic has nothing to do with this. I'll share that with you coming up before noon.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Dum, 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 dum. Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. And there goes my baby. There goes my heart. So far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely
oh.
Roy Orbison on local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW with another local news update in less than 5 minutes.
You lie in gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm take your hand and hold it tightly. Listen, can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And I hear it come. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? I hear it come. Heal it. Feel it. Fire. Fire. Something's burning. Something's burning. I think it's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. It's love. And I think it's love.
Yeah.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Another Democrat is looking to take on Tony Weed in the 8th Congressional District. Benjamin Ben Habel says he joined the race to represent those who are underrepresented. Habel, 41, is a former engineer who lives in Burnhamwood. Habel describes himself as a young, disabled, gender-fluid person. In addition to diversity, Habel also thinks universal health care is needed in the U.S., but he says the most pressing issue in the 8th Congressional District is the apathy of young voters. Habel faces opposition in the Democratic Party from Appleton businessman Mark Scheffler and Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member, who announced their campaigns in August. The winner of the Democratic primary on August 11th will face 8th incumbent Tony Weed. 3 decades after his death, the beloved bushy-haired, soft-spoken painter Bob Ross is still helping the network that brought him into American homes. 30 original Bob Ross paintings will soon be up for auction to help support public television stations suffering from cuts in federal funding. Led by President Donald Trump, Congress has eliminated $1.1 billion allocated to public broadcasting. The paintings to be auctioned off feature the serene mountain landscapes and lake scenes that were Ross's signature. He created most of the 30 on air, each in under 30 minutes, which was the span of a single episode. The paintings have an estimated total value of $850,000 to $1.4 million. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze and highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase tonight as showers develop late. Lows in the upper 40s. Those showers move out Friday, turning mostly sunny with upper 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. With weekdays and, of course, weekends, we even add a few more shows to the weekend lineup on Sunday morning, starting with Lean Local, hosted by former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. That goes from 7 until 8 right here on WGBW.
I have one.
Greatest Hits on 97.9 WGBW. My key to the best night's sleep on the way next. WGBW doing the locomotion, that could work into a good sleep. Sheer exhaustion, I think, always helps for a good, solid night's sleep. That's not my suggestion, though, for the best night's sleep, although I'm sure it doesn't hurt. We're talking about sleep this hour because the Cleveland Clinic said that your sleeping position doesn't really have a lot to do for determining whether you have a good night's sleep or a bad night's sleep, unless you have sleep apnea, then don't sleep on your back for that. But what I have found is I have the best night's sleep in hotels, and I think it's the pillows. And so I've said for years, I need some hotel pillows. You can buy them. They're kind of pricey. But I'm telling you, I think that's the key, because my husband got me two of them for my birthday in July. I have never slept better with hotel pillows. I mean, if you're trying everything else to have a good night's sleep, why not give that a try? I swear by it.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages and Pours Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages and Pours is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages and Pours, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
It's time to race your pets for charity. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. Here to tell you about the first annual Paws for a Cause Canicross and Trail Run Walk for Charity on Saturday, October 11th in Denmark, Wisconsin. Canicross is like dog sledding, but without the sled. You are connected to your furry companion as you're running the trails. But solo runners and walkers can join the trails too to help raise fund for this year's charity of choice, the Crisis Cafe, which benefits all of Brown County. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug to driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
If there's love behind it.
news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. If you'd like to catch an afternoon matinee, Let Me Be Frank Productions presenting Don't Squeeze the Charmin. You don't need tickets in advance. You can walk in. The box office will be open. That show is at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Meyer Theater.
WGBW. Caution, we can be habit forming.
Sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind. Kiss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me. Kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never, never, never let me go.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW and streaming for you on that Civic Media app. Download it for free, and you can also use that to text into the studio.
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding out your heart in sympathy. If there's another man, then girl, I understand. Go on and take his hand, and don't you worry about me. I'll be blue, and I'll be crying too. But girl, you know I only want what's best for you. What good is all my pride?
A special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The push to end the war in Gaza after 2 years is one step closer, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to phase one of the U.S. peace plan. President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting thanking all nations involved in negotiations. He says within days there could be immediate ceasefire and the release of all remaining hostages.
We secured the release of all of the remaining hostages, and they should be released on Monday or Tuesday. Getting them is a complicated process. I'd rather not tell you what they have to do to get them.
Israel's prime minister meeting with his security cabinet today to get the deal ratified. It then goes on to a full vote. In Tel Aviv's Hostage Square, families gathering with relief and caution. ABC's Ian Panel is there.
We've seen celebrations here, singing, dancing, the Israeli flag, the American flag, signs saying, "We love you, Trump." In the words of one mother of a hostage, saying, "I can be a mother who hugs her son again."
Cheers in Gaza, too. This is ABC News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill that will require schools across the state to stop feeding children ultra-processed foods. It is the first ban of its kind in the country, which includes a science-backed legal definition for ultra-processed foods. That ban set to take effect in 2035. ABC's Andrea Fujii says not everyone's on board.
An agency that represents major food manufacturers opposing the legislation, saying some companies may not be